according to your word, O Lord, be it unto me.
Is it really that simple? Be it unto me according to your word. Wasn't that beautifully put, what Brother Chad?
Amen.
My goodness. It's where we are too. Now would you bow with me, please? Heavenly Father, we come before you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Seeing where we are at this time,
en esta hora,
we're right like where Mary was, where,
donde estaba,
where Joshua and Caleb were.
Donde estaban Josué y Caleb.
It's time to
es tiempo para
leave the wilderness. We've been circling the mountain long enough.
Aún circulando la montaña lo suficiente y estar en el desierto.
Let's enter in with everything in us.
Entrando con todo en nosotros.
With total confidence.
Con una confidencia total.
In you.
En ti.
You are God.
Eres Dios.
Our God.
Nuestro Dios.
But so much more, you're our Father.
Y tanto más tú eres Padre.
Our Redeemer, our Lord.
Nuestro Redentor, nuestro Señor.
Our Healer.
Sanador.
Our Guide, our Peace.
Nuestra guía, nuestra paz.
I know you're working among us, and I thank you for that, Lord.
Sé que estás trabajando entre nosotros y te doy gracias por eso, Señor.
Just crying out, keep on, Lord. Keep working.
Reclamamos, continúa trabajando.
Each one of us.
En cada uno de nosotros.
Keep working in our hearts, Lord.
En nuestros corazones, sigue trabajando.
Not with.
No con.
Carnal knowledge, but spiritual knowledge.
Carnal conocimiento, pero espiritual.
Revelation.
Revelación.
Let us be.
Déjanos ser.
Swallowed up in a love affair with you.
Entrados en ti en un asunto de amor.
Like never before in our lives.
Como nunca antes
something
en nuestras vidas.
New.
Algo nuevo.
Take us new places in you.
Llévanos a nuevos lugares en ti.
New places in our souls with
en
you.
Almas contigo.
New communion.
Una comunión nueva.
New fellowship with you.
Nuevo compañerismo contigo.
New relationship.
Una relación nueva.
Where you're our first thought in the morning and our last thought
en la mañana
at night.
Y el último en la noche.
Wanting to get into your word.
Queriendo estar en, entrar a tu palabra.
Lord, I just.
Señor,
I know the prophet said when the seals were opened, the Bible became a new book. We are so needy of that. A love affair with your word. A love affair in your word. Let us see things we've never seen before. Father, we
Padre,
come to meet with you now under the blood
contigo,
of your Son, our
bajo
Lord
la
Jesus,
de tu hijo, el Señor Jesús,
believing
creyendo,
that you'll meet with us,
que tú te
that we are not
nosotros,
meeting in vain,
que no nos estamos reuniendo en vano,
but for a specific ordained purpose.
Ordenado propósito.
So feed each one of your children, Lord.
Alimenta a cada uno de tus hijos.
In your love for each one of them.
Y en tu amor por cada uno de ellos.
Meet them where they are.
Encuéntrate donde ellos se encuentren.
And bring them higher, Lord.
Y tráelos más alto, Señor. Cerca.
Give us faith we've never had.
Danos fe que nunca hemos tenido.
Let us see things we've never seen.
Y mirar cosas que nunca hemos mirado.
kind of sight that makes a difference.
Esa vista que hace una diferencia.
That makes us take bold steps of faith.
Que nos hace tomar pasos de hacia allá de fe.
Father, we ask these things in the precious name
pedimos estas cosas en el precioso nombre
of our Lord Jesus Christ.
De nuestro Amen. Señor Jesucristo.
Amen. Thank you. You may
Amen.
Be seated.
Gracias. Se puede sentar.
God bless you all.
Dios les bendiga a todos.
It's a sort of a reunion day.
Brother, es como un día de reunión.
Brother Greg,
hermano Greg,
welcome back.
Bienvenido de regreso.
And it's amazing. Listen to him talk, just like normal. Daniel in Virginia, God bless you. So nice to have you back from Kenya.
Regresaron de Kenya.
Amen.
Amen.
Good trip.
Buen viaje.
The Lord was there with you every step
el
of the way.
Estaba con ustedes,
Sarah and Pete back from Newfie.
Y también a Pedro
yeah.
y Esperanza,
so Pete renewed his Newfie accent a bit. Eyes to build a boat, you know. So we'll have to learn some Newfie to talk to him, you know.
Tenemos que ir y hablar con él.
All right.
Está bien.
Dear Philip, are you ready?
¿Estás listo?
Would you all tell him how much you appreciate him? He's so good. Long-suffering and patience with this old dinosaur. Okay. My, everything this morning was just perfect, wasn't it?
Todo en esta mañana era tan solo perfecto, ¿no es así?
Nate read that quote I sent out. I did that on purpose because fitting right with what I'm talking about, and what I'm talking about is right there before us now.
Lo que estoy hablando es acerca de lo que está aquí enfrente de nosotros ahora.
The necessity of need.
La necesidad de necesidad.
Okay. Now this is sort of continuing in the pastoral vein of the last 3 weeks.
And
number one, Satan wants to drown you and engulf you with carnal sight in a carnal world, addressing it with a carnal mind.
Tomándola con una mente carnal.
And losing yourself in all of that.
Y perdiéndolo usted en todo ello.
And yet the only way out
y de única manera fuera, a pesar de eso,
is God to give us his sight and his vision.
Es para que Dios nos dé su
and
visión.
From that first week we were looking at
de la
two.
Primera semana hemos estado mirando
okay, Moses
Moisés.
Endured seeing him who is invisible.
Mirando al invisible.
He didn't get in there with his mind and his
él no entró con su propia mente.
Okay, strategy and everything, try to figure it out.
Y todo, tratando de figurarlo.
He couldn't.
Él no podía.
He got into a place where he knew his
él
only help was something from another dimension and seeing God. Right?
Que pudiera recibir, yes.
Okay.
Era de otra dimensión,
Jesus
era
in
Dios.
Hebrews 12. Same word, endured. Isn't that interesting? Both places. Okay.
Okay.
Because he, for the joy that was set before him, which was joy of another realm, a joy of another kingdom, a joy of the New Jerusalem, a joy of you and him redeemed, being there together. Do you understand? These are the things that are going to help us overcome this barrage of attacks where Satan wants to drive you into the physical and keep you there. Okay? Second, last week was in all of our trials, the Lord is trying to instruct us.
Señor está tratando de
trying to teach us.
Tratando de enseñarnos.
As we read in Philippians,
como leímos en Filipenses,
Paul being Pablo, knowing how to abase, have nothing, have
ahí,
plenty,
not,
and yet he says, always in all things,
y él dice que todo el tiempo,
I am instructed.
Cosas, soy instruido.
Okay, what is God instructing us when we're going through those things was the question. And then we looked at the message, knoweth it not. And Brother Branham, going over the hardest part of his life, the deepest of trials, and Satan was yelling at him. What was Satan yelling at him?
¿Qué le estaba gritando Satanás?
Focus on this life.
Enfócate en esta
Focus
vida.
On its pain, right?
Enfócate en tu dolor.
Focus on what a fool you are.
Enfócate en qué tonto tú
Focus
eres.
On everything in the natural.
Enfócate en todo lo natural.
What brought him out of that, brothers
¿Qué
and sisters?
Lo sacó de ahí, hermanos, hermanas?
Oh, ¿Eh? He made this statement. What was it doing?
Que él estaba haciendo.
God raised him above all of the carnal into the spiritual realm and said, I'm dealing with you.
Reino espiritual, estoy dealing contigo.
I'm doing something that has
estoy
to be done.
Alto que
necesito and I'm moving you to the first man.
Moviéndote hacia el primer hombre.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Do you see? He was instructed.
Él estaba, él fue instruido.
And hearing from the dimension of the Word of God,
de la dimensión de la palabra
hearing
de Dios,
from the seventh dimension,
de la séptima dimensión,
delivered him from the entrapments
de las trampas,
of dimensions 1, 2, 3. Are you with me?
Uno, dos y tres.
Okay, instructed
conmigo,
in all things. We saw that.
En todas las cosas. Miramos eso.
Okay, today,
el día de hoy,
we're going on from those thoughts, what lies before us,
pensamientos, que está delante
and,
de nosotros,
oh, yeah, y, I keep forgetting, I have a little clicker to click. The necessity of need.
La necesidad de necesidad.
Strange.
Extraño.
But we are at a place where we need to be.
Donde necesitamos estar.
And we are in the condition we need to be.
Estamos en la condición.
Do you believe that?
Necesitamos estar, ¿cree usted?
But he's preparing us for everything we have need of.
Pero él nos está preparando right? para todo lo que tenemos necesidad.
He truly is. So he,
Verdaderamente
does God make mistakes?
¿Hace Dios errores?
No, he doesn't.
No, él no lo hace.
So let's go in and see what this is all about.
Vamos a ver de qué se trata todo esto.
We're back.
Estamos de regreso.
Because we've been looking at the message paradox.
Porque estamos mirando el mensaje okay. paradoja.
It is through the entering in part of redemption.
Es a través de la entrando en parte de la redención.
Okay, which is now laying before us.
La cual está ahora delante de
that
nosotros.
God is putting us in the same position in which he put the children of Israel.
Dios está poniendo en la misma posición en la cual él puso a los hijos de Israel.
Right. All of those things happened to them
Todas
for us.
Que pasaron a ellos por causa de
right?
nosotros,
How is that?
¿Cómo es eso?
Okay, we're right here. Estamos Brother Branham aquí. Told us many times this whole life actually is a Kadesh Barnea.
El hermano Branham nos dijo esto muchas veces. De hecho, es el Kadesh Barnea.
Kadesh Barnea.
Kadesh Barnea.
Time to go in.
Tiempo de entrar.
What is Satan telling you?
¿Qué Satanás le está diciendo a usted?
You can't.
Y usted no puede.
True.
¿Verdad?
Yeah.
Sí.
What is God telling you?
¿Qué Dios le está diciendo?
It's time.
Es tiempo.
Do it.
Hazlo.
Okay. What are you going to listen to?
¿A quién tú vas a escuchar?
Okay. This is where we're at, brothers and
Aquí
sisters.
Aquí es donde nos encontramos, hermanos y hermanas.
Okay. They were at a place in time where they could not.
Ellos estaban en un lugar y en un tiempo de donde ellos no podrían.
Consider the giants that were before them. They
Considerar
couldn't.
Los gigantes que ellos estaban delante de ellos.
You know, Deuteronomy starts out with this.
Deuteronomio se empieza con esto.
If you look in the first or second chapter of Deuteronomy,
Primero y segundo
Moses
capítulo.
Reviews all of this.
Moisés
I think, what
hablando.
An amazing thing.
¿Qué cosa
okay?
tan más sublime? ¿Está bien?
Think of Piense what God had to do in their minds and their hearts that day
tenía que hacer en las mentes y en los corazones en ese día.
When only two of them could come into a place where he said, I can't, I'm going to.
Llegar a un lugar donde ellos okay. decían, sí puedo.
All right. What did they have
Ahí
to
camino.
Disregard?
¿Qué tuvieron ellos que tirar?
Everything carnal, everything that their senses told them.
Todo lo que sus sentidos les decían.
Okay. How many had kids? How many had children?
¿Cuántos tenían hijos? Niños,
What did Israel say? I can't go in because
Israel
of my kids.
Decían, oh, no puedo hacerlo por causa de mis hijos.
Right?
¿Está bien? ¿Correcto?
Okay, you ¿Está guys bien? Who have young kids, Bethany and Stephen,
hijos
there's son. Giants.
Bethany,
okay, Hosanna,
okay,
Isaac, Isaac. Levi. We're going.
Vamos, vamos a ir.
Can you imagine the faith, Bethany, imaginar? That would have to be in you? To
La
go take them to that, Daniel, with
para
his little,
hacer eso?
Come on.
Piensen.
total disregard for every single thing that their senses told them. That's what's so amazing. It's just incredible. But how can that happen?
Pero cómo eso puede pasar?
Unless the Lord do it.
Al menos que el Señor lo haga.
So you can go by these sentences and have them mean nothing to you, but God is calling us to a place where he says, stop and pay attention to words. Because as you were saying earlier, words have wings, and words will come to life that will carry you over and above everything that this realm yells at you. Right, Brother Greg?
Okay.
They could not consider the giants that were before them. They had, came in. They had a desperate need. Is that true?
Tenían una necesidad desesperada. ¿Es eso verdad?
And they knew that there was only one that could fill that need, period.
Ellos sabían que existía, que ahí había solamente uno que podría llenar esa necesidad.
So we are at that place in time where the gates of hell are against us, who are standing and holding under the full revelation of Jesus
Christ,
which is leading us into the promised land of our day, new word. We know that the true revelation of Jesus Christ, we are no longer just looking at him, you are looking at him and you.
Estamos mirando a él y a usted.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Everything the prophet taught.
Todo lo que el profeta enseñó.
When the seals were opened and after the seals, is not Jesus alone,
no es Jesús
it's
solo.
Jesus and you.
Es Jesús y usted.
Am I wrong?
¿Estoy incorrecto?
Is that the truth?
¿Es esa la verdad?
It's Jesus in you.
Es Jesús en usted.
Okay.
Está bien.
So, remember Hebrews chapter 6.
Recuerde Hebreos 6.
You must leave the first principles of the doctrine of Christ.
Debemos dejar los rudimentos de la doctrina de Cristo.
What are the first principles?
¿Cuáles son ellos?
He, that man, was the anointed.
Él, ese hombre era un
He was Christ.
Él era
he
Cristo.
Was Messiah.
Él era Mesías.
He was it. You were
Él
not
era
it.
Todo.
It was all
ello.
In one man.
Era todo en un solo hombre.
What happened in Pentecost?
¿Qué pasó en el Pentecostés?
They all became, all 120.
Todos los 20,
that todos anointing came on each one.
Y el ungimiento vino en, a cada uno.
Church is built on revelation, isn't
La iglesia
it?
Está, edificada en revelación, ¿es así?
Okay, just as Joshua and Caleb were put into a position and conditioned by God.
Así como Josué y Caleb fueron posicionados por Dios.
Were they only
donde solamente
saw and gave heed to the sight given to them by God.
Solo miraron y dieron atención a la vista, a la visión dada por Dios, a ellos por Dios.
That was not natural sight.
No era una visión natural.
It was solely, completely, only spiritual sight.
Una visión espiritual
from his word.
De su palabra.
Okay. This was given to them
Esto se le fue
when
a
they
Dios.
Were confronted with what was
cuando fueron confrontados lo que era
by any natural means, an impossible situation.
Cosa natural, una situación imposible.
The natural mind would say we're grasshoppers.
Diría, somos
the spiritual
grillos.
Mind said, I'm going through.
Dice, yo voy a pasar a través de.
They were given God's sight at a time when
la visión de
anything
Dios
of natural
tiempo,
sight or
cosa de
natural
natural
wisdom or
sabiduría natural,
natural power
o poder natural,
or natural ability.
O habilidad natural.
That's why we had that quote this morning, Nate.
Por eso tuvimos esta cita esta mañana, Nate.
Would be even ridiculous to consider.
Sería aún ridículo aún el considerarlo.
They were given the only thing they needed. And that was God's truth.
Y eso fue la verdad
that
de
he
Dios,
himself was
que
with them.
Mismo estaba con ellos.
We have to think about that.
Tenemos que pensar acerca de eso.
Because when you say God is here, God is with
Dios
us.
Está aquí, Dios está con nosotros.
Behold, lo, I am with you always.
Aquí, estoy aquí con ustedes
Exodus
todo el
chapter
tiempo.
3.
Exodus 3.
My presence. Okay, I'll be there. That's how you know it's me.
Así es como tú sabrás que soy yo.
Stop and think about that.
Empieza a pensar usted acerca de
what other
¿Qué otro?
God that Dios man came up with.
Y el hombre salió con.
Promised to be with them wherever they
promise
went.
Estar con ellos donde ellos ellos se encuentren.
So his
entonces,
presence
su presencia
means so much more
tanto más
than always with me.
Todo el tiempo conmigo.
Right?
Correcto.
What does it mean? What else
significa?
Does it mean?
¿Qué, qué otra cosa significa?
I'm with you to help
estoy
you.
Aquí para ayudarte.
I'm contigo. With you to lead you.
Estoy aquí para guiarte.
I'm with you to fulfill my promise.
Para
true.
Cumplir mi promesa.
It's not just I'm with you. Oh, that's
no
nice.
Solo estoy contigo. Oh, eso es bonito.
No, he's
no.
With us.
Él está con nosotros.
To help.
Para ayudar.
To do.
Para hacer.
To be.
Para hacer.
What we cannot be.
Lo que no podemos ser.
Correct?
Correcto.
You're staying awake, sir.
¿Estás despierto?
Keep those eyes open.
Mantén esos ojos abiertos.
How long have you guys gone without sleep?
¿Cuánto tiempo han pasado sin dormir?
Hardly any, right? Yeah, my goodness. I'm amazed you're here. Okay.
Sorprendido que estás aquí.
Oh, no. I love this.
Yo amo esto.
Joshua and Caleb.
Josué y Caleb.
They were given the truth of God's view of them.
A ellos se les fue dada la verdad de la
vida. And that's what we need.
Y eso es lo que necesitamos.
What is God's view of you, Stephen?
¿Cuál es la visión de ti, Stephen?
Huh?
Completo, there you go. Perfecto, ahí está.
They were given that.
A ellos se les fue dado eso.
This is what we're lacking.
Eso es lo que nos falta.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And all of us struggle, and I struggle, and you struggle, because
lucha,
we're all in skin.
Porque todos estamos en piel.
You know, remember William Cooper? Cowper?
¿Recuerdas de
he wrote,
Cooper?
Okay, read, there is a fountain filled with blood. Do you know his story? What a tragic man.
Llena de sangre.
He loved the Lord Jesus.
Él amó al
he
Señor
believed
Jesús. Él creyó
in the power of the blood.
En el poder de
redeeming
la sangre.
Love has been my theme and shall be till I die. Brother Branham quotes
hasta
those
que
verses.
El hermano Branham cita estas citas.
But do you know what he was lacking?
Pero ¿sabes lo que a él le faltaba?
He loves everybody, but
él ama
just,
a todos,
just not me.
Todos, pero no yo.
Did you know that?
¿Sabía usted eso?
He can't.
No podía.
No. This is crazy, but I struggled with that most of my life.
Yo tengo
I know he is love, and I know he loved, but
yo sé que
how can he love me?
Pero ¿cómo puede él amarme a mí?
So if some of us have some of that in,
si nosotros,
in us,
de nosotros tenemos eso en nosotros,
then we have to say, Lord, cleanse me
entonces tenemos que decir, Señor,
of doubt of
de
your
duda,
love for me.
De tu amor por mí.
Right?
Correcto.
Because you are okay. Looking totally at
tú
the wrong thing. Like I looked at the
incorrecta.
Total. We were driving home from church one time. My dear wife.
Casa,
and I was just expressing
iglesia,
to her. And I had just preached about the love of God. And I said, honey, I just wish I knew he loved me. And she said, what? I said, I've been struggling with that. How can you?
¿Cómo puedes?
She got me good.
Ella me agarró bien.
No, bless her heart. That was so wonderful.
Su corazón, eso fue maravilloso.
Yeah, you got to give yourself a good kick in the behind
sí,
sometimes,
se,
don't you?
Usted, say, una buena patada,
what are you thinking, and why are you
pensando?
Thinking that, and what are you looking at, right?
Estás tú mirando? Él te ama a ti.
Okay, Joshua and Caleb, they were given the truth of God's view of them. What was his view? That he delighted in them. Are you afraid to say that? Do you blush a little bit? Karen, say it. God delights in me.
Dilo.
Do you believe it?
¿Lo crees?
There you go. You're like me.
Tú eres como yo.
I love you, sis.
Te amo, hermana.
There's too much of us that still needs to die, isn't there, sis?
Demasiado de nosotros que todavía necesita morir, ¿no es así, hermana?
We're not put on this earth to be another William Cooper.
No estamos para que nos pongamos nosotros otro William Cooper.
We have to believe.
Tenemos que creer.
And if you look at yourself and swallowed up in this realm, that's what's going to happen.
Y usted involucrado en esta
realidad. Going back over the last three sermons, God's got to raise us up above our locked into this dimension. We're not locked into it. Okay.
Estamos encerrados en esta dimensión. Tenemos que salir de ella.
They were anointed in their souls to believe that they were the very fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham.
El cumplimiento de todo el propósito de Dios.
Are you anointed in your soul to believe that you are the very fulfillment of God's promise of Abraham, bringing forward today for the bride of Christ? Do you feel that inside that he's going to take you someplace that you could never go yourself? They were given God's knowledge that they were fulfilling the whole purpose of God sending his prophet Moses. Should we take that one? Bethany, let's say it. I am the purpose God sent William Branham to this earth. Right, Lenore?
Correcto.
It's because of me. Because of what's going on inside of me. Right, honey? All right. To believe they were the fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham, they were given God's knowledge that they were fulfilling the whole purpose of God sending his prophet Moses to redeem the house of Israel, to bring them to the promised land. Okay, read it out loud with me. Not just to it.
No solo a eso.
They were given overcoming sight.
Se les dio una visión superior.
And Joshua and Caleb gave their confession of that sight before the whole host of unbelieving Israel.
Delante de todo Israel incrédulo.
You with me?
¿Está usted conmigo?
This is making sense. Okay, I haven't lost you then. That's good. Okay. They said,
ellos dijeron,
Numbers 14, 7 and 8.
Número 14, 7 y 8.
Okay.
Está bien.
And they spake unto the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through it, to search it is an exceeding good land.
Y hablaron a toda la congregación de los hijos de Israel, diciendo, la tierra por donde pasamos para reconocerla es tierra en gran manera buena.
Now, ahora, see that verse 8?
Mira usted ese versículo 8.
I'll be honest with you.
Voy a ser honesto con
usted. I always sort of didn't like that there.
Como que no me gustaba ahí.
Because of my struggles.
Por causa de mi lucha.
Well, Hoffman, why would somebody love you? You
know? Oh, Hoffman, ¿por qué alguien te amaría? ¿Sabe?
Oh, bless you, sweetie pie.
Fácil. Dios te bendiga, hermano.
Everybody needs
That's
a good...
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. If the Lord delight in us, isn't that amazing?
Si Jehová se agradare de nosotros, ¿no es eso?
Why is that there?
¿Por qué eso está ahí?
Why did he utter that before you?
¿Por qué él mencionó
Why
eso?
Didn't he just say, I have faith and we're going through?
¿Por qué no dijo, tengo fe y vamos
Why
a
did he put this there?
¿Por qué él puso esto?
Now, you have to put it there.
Tú tienes que ponerlo ahí.
You have to.
Usted tiene
Each
que,
one of you
cada uno de ustedes,
have to say, if the Lord delights decir, in me, he
si
will take me into
mí,
this promised land.
Él me tomará hacia su tierra prometida.
Right, Stephen?
Correcto, Esteban?
And give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey.
Una tierra que fluye
okay.
leche y miel.
Joshua knew they were in desperate need.
Caleb sabía que estaban en una necesidad desesperada.
And they knew also
y ellos también,
God was the only filling of that need.
Que Dios era el único, último
you
relleno
with me?
De esa necesidad.
Marianne, does that make sense?
Marianne, ¿tiene eso sentido? ¿Eh?
And we're in the very same place
y estamos en el
today.
Mismo lugar.
Right?
Correcto.
Okay.
Está bien.
Please take note of that statement, if the Lord delight in us. What's going on? Why is that there? Something that relates to them relates to me and you. So I'm writing, but I wrote they had to.
Pero escribí, ellos tenían que,
we have to
tenemos que,
have the assurance within
tener la aseguranza
ourselves
con ellos mismos,
in our minds,
en sus mentes,
in our souls.
En nuestras almas.
Now you'll understand. Ahora in our guts.
Entiendo.
You know.
Y en sus
that's a modern en day expression,
extraños.
But it's true, right?
Es una expresión, pero eso es
deep
verdad.
Within my gut, I know.
Profundamente
that God delights in us.
Que Dios se deleite en nosotros.
They had to have the unwavering assurance of his love for them.
La seguridad inmovible de su amor por ellos.
Joshua and Caleb knew,
José y Caleb sabían,
they knew it,
lo sabían,
they knew he delighted in them.
Que él se gozaba
they
en
knew
ellos.
His love for them.
Conocían el amor por ellos.
If you don't have that assurance,
usted
you
no
must get it because you will not enter until you know it. Right, Karen?
No puede entrar hasta que usted
me
lo
and
sepa.
You.
Correcto, Karen, tú y yo.
God's working with us.
Dios está trabajando en nosotros.
Right?
Correcto?
All we see is our weaknesses and
todo
failures,
que miramos
right?
Son nuestras debilidades, correcto?
No, we got to no. See God's view of
tenemos
us.
Que mirar la visión de Dios en de nosotros.
All right. Now look at the rest of them.
Mira el resto de ellos.
Look at God and Israel.
Mira Dios y Israel.
Didn't God tell them that he
no,
would take them
ellos,
to the promised land?
Que ellos los tomaría a la tierra prometida.
Do you think he didn't ordain the way through the wilderness?
¿Usted piensa que él no ordenó el camino a través del desierto?
Do you think the trials
¿usted
were by
que
some haphazard fluke of chance?
Ahora como una oportunidad.
Do you think God didn't plan their way?
¿Usted piensa que Dios no lo planeó?
Their trials were to prove them. That's true. The Bible says that. Okay. Numbers 15. So Moses brought Israel to the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found not water. Okay. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter.
No podían beber en las aguas de Marah porque ellos estaban amargas.
Therefore, the name of it
así
is called
que,
Marah.
Por eso es que el nombre fue llamado Marah.
And the people murmured against Moses.
Y la gente murmuró en contra de Moisés.
Excuse me. Yeah, that's what I said. Thank you, dear brother.
Gracias, querido.
I have numbers in my head, so I.
Tengo
I'm
números
sorry.
En mi cabeza.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Exodus, everybody.
Exodus, todos.
And they cried unto the Lord, and the
y
Lord showed him a tree.
Y el Señor golpeó un árbol.
Showed who a tree?
¿Qué tría? ¿Qué árbol?
Did they all see the tree?
Todos miraron el árbol.
Showed him a tree.
Le mostró a él.
And he cast that tree into the waters.
Y arroja ese árbol hacia
and
las
the
aguas.
Waters were made sweet.
Y las aguas se volvieron dulces.
And there he made them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them.
Y ahí él les probó.
And said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, there you go.
Y dijo, y como diligentemente escucharon la voz del Señor, ahí está.
Now, do you think that if he would say the same thing to us today?
¿Usted piensa que él diría la misma cosa a nosotros el día de hoy?
Would you listen to the voice of the Lord?
¿Escucharía usted la voz del Señor?
To go in.
Entrar.
As Joshua asked Caleb, we have to listen to his voice.
Tenemos que escuchar
not the voices going on in your head.
No, las
not the voice of your reasoning. Not the voice
no, la voz
of your
de su razonamiento.
View.
No, de,
only God's.
No la suya, solamente la voz de Dios.
Okay, and we'll do that which is right in thy sight. Believe on it and act on it. Do it.
Escucharemos a eso.
And we'll give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon you,
todos sus estatutos,
which
no
I put upon the Egyptians.
Enfermedad sobre ti, los cual traje yo
for
sobre
I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Porque yo soy el Señor, el cual te sana a ti.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Amen.
Amen.
Let's yeah.
Sí.
Bless you. Okay, what just happened there that day that they totally missed?
¿Qué pasó en ese día que totalmente se perdieron?
What happens to us of things that we totally miss?
¿Qué con nosotros?
They were uncomfortable.
¿Eran incomfortables?
They were in physical need.
¿Estaban en necesidad física?
What had God just done for them in Egypt?
¿Qué acababa Dios de hacer por ellos allá en Egipto?
They just didn't just see miracles.
No tan solo miraron milagros.
They were part of them.
Era ellos fueron parte de esos milagros.
Okay, they had light in Goshen.
Tenían luz en Goshen.
They were under the token of God that spared them the loss of their firstborn sons.
La cual les salvó su primer hijo.
They crossed the Red Sea on dry ground. They did. They didn't read about it. They did it.
En tierra seca.
They didn't read it that somebody else did it. They did it. Right?
Ellos hicieron. No lo leyeron en ningún otro lugar. Ellos pasaron a través de ello.
That very Red Sea that swallowed the Egyptian army and was chasing them to kill them.
Tragó al ejército de Egipto y los estaban correteando ellos para matarlos.
Okay. 3 days later, they were thirsty.
3 días más tarde, tenían sed.
They came to water.
Vinieron a agua.
The water was bitter.
Estaba amarga esa
agua. God showed Moses the tree, capitalized.
Dios demostró a Moisés el árbol,
the tree of life was with them.
El árbol de vida estaba con ellos.
None of them saw it.
Ninguno de ellos lo miró.
Only Moses.
Solo Moisés.
Moses cast the tree
Moisés arrojó
into the waters.
El árbol hacia las aguas.
The waters were healed and became sweet.
Y las aguas fueron sanas y llegaron a ser dulces.
The waters became healthy.
Las aguas vinieron
and
a ser
drinkable.
Saludables.
And I bet it was the best, wonderful tasting water in the world. I bet no water was ever tasted like that water that gave them strength and refreshment. All right, how much more are you than the waters, people? Does God care for you over the waters? Does he care for you from last week? Consider the birds.
Consider, usted los
consider
pájaros,
the flowers.
Las flores,
anybody looking at flowers and birds this week?
¿Alguien ha mirado las flores y los árboles esta semana?
That's good.
Oh, Derek.
Yeah.
He did it.
Hallelujah. What was our confession?
¿Cuál fue su confesión?
Moses, you just brought us out here to die.
Moisés, tú nos trajiste aquí a morir.
What made them think they were going to die?
¿Qué les hizo a ellos pensar que iban a morir?
Well, it's hot.
Bueno, está caliente.
Well, we're hungry.
Tenemos hambre.
There's no food.
No hay comida.
What were they looking at?
¿Qué estaban ellos mirando?
Their physical condition.
Su condición
física. What does Satan want you to be focused on?
Satanás quiere que usted se esté
your physical condition.
Su condición
don't look
física.
At God, look at your problems.
No mires a Dios, mira tus problemas.
Remember?
¿Recuerda usted?
Focus on them.
Enfócate en ellos.
Focus on how difficult they are.
Enfócate qué tan
focus on your pain.
Ellos. Enfócate en tu dolor, sí. Eso es lo que el diablo te dice.
Well, we're really quite miserable. Yeah.
Estás bien miserable.
What are you laughing about, Janelle?
¿De qué estás te riendo ahora?
There's no food in this place.
No hay lugar, no hay comida en este lugar.
And you're not doing anything about it, Moses.
No estás haciendo nada acerca de ello, Moisés.
You're not fixing our physical condition to our satisfaction.
Estás componiendo nuestras necesidades físicas para satisfacernos.
True.
¿Verdad?
What's my point here?
¿Cuál es mi punto aquí?
Seeing what Joshua said and considering that he also was part of the uncomfortable
conditions,
he and Caleb were different.
Él y Caleb eran diferentes.
Through all the uncomfortable circumstances
a través de todas las circunstancias inconfortables
and dire situations they had experienced,
que ellos experimentaron,
Joshua and Caleb knew
Josué y Caleb supieron
that God loved them.
Que Dios los amaba.
Personal.
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 That has to come down so personal to each
eso
one of
tiene
you.
Que bajar tan personalmente en cada
right?
uno de nosotros, ¿correcto?
They knew he delighted in them.
Ellos saben que él se deleitaba en ellos.
They knew that his love for them would take them past the giants.
Ellos saben que su amor por ellos los iba a tomar más allá de los gigantes.
The giants that had every intention of killing them.
Los gigantes tenían cada intención de matarlos.
They knew that God's delight in them.
Ellos saben que el deleite
oh,
de
listen,
Dios en
please,
ellos. Oh, escuche, por favor.
Would guarantee his word to be performed in them.
Su palabra para ser
is that true?
En ellos. ¿Es eso verdad?
Stephen, just read that out loud again. Would you just that sense? Can you do that?
¿Puedes hacer eso?
They knew that God, they knew that his love for them would take them past the giants.
Sabían que su deleite de Dios en ellos los pasaría más allá de los
that every intention of killing them.
Que tenían cada intención de matarlos.
Okay. Oh, there's a little pointer here somewhere.
Ahí hay un pequeño punto aquí en algún
I don't know
lugar.
What to do. Is
no
it there?
Sé qué hacer. Está ahí.
There? Oh, okay. Doesn't work. Okay, Stephen, they okay. knew that God's delight in them would guarantee what? It's in the middle.
Está en el medio.
There you go.
La palabra sería cumplida en ello.
Do you believe that?
¿Crees tú eso?
Does God love you?
Dios te ama.
Did he give you his word?
¿Te dio su palabra?
Are you assured that he delights in you?
Que él se deleita en ti?
Are you assured that his delights in you will give you his word and will make and will perform that word in you? There you go. That's where we're at. That's where we're at. Yeah. Next sentence. They knew that they would not just go to the promised land. They knew they would enter in and possess
sabía que ellos iban a entrar y poseerla.
And settle into every single
en cada
thing
cosa
that God gave them to inherit.
Les dio a ellos para
There's
heredar.
A difference.
Ahí hay una diferencia.
I'm going back to Eden.
Estoy de regreso
I'm going to inherit
Eden.
This whole earth.
Voy a heredar toda esta
this
tierra.
Belongs to me.
Esto me pertenece.
Hoffman, what makes you think?
Hoffman, ¿qué te hace pensar?
How do I believe his word?
¿Cómo yo creo su palabra?
He delights
él
in
goza,
you.
Se deleita en ti.
See, I think we're almost too embarrassed to even say those things.
Casi
David, are you embarrassed? Would you be embarrassed? Just stand up before us all and say, God delights in me.
Right
yeah.
God delights in me.
Do you believe that?
¿Tú crees
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we need more of that. Derek, stand up and say
párate,
that.
Párate y dilo, Derek. If you believe it, you're gonna do it.
God,
please do so. Ready, go. Here come. Well,
that's why I picked on you.
Last Amen. God loves you.
There you go. Okay. They were going to not just go in, they were going to possess it, settle down there, live there, inherit everything, and absolutely occupy all that God assigned them to have. What did God assign you to have, guys? This earth. Ruling and reigning with Christ. Marianne, is this true? Huh? Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
They knew what was theirs.
Sabía lo que era de ellos.
Do you know what is yours?
¿Sabes lo que es tuyo?
They knew what belonged to them.
Sabía que les pertenecía a ellos.
Do you know what belongs to you?
¿Sabe usted que le pertenece a usted?
Okay. They knew God's love for them would take them all the way
sabía
to the
que
full
el amor de Dios
possession.
Por ellos los iba a llevar a todo el camino a una total posesión.
True?
¿Verdad?
Love it.
Sí. Ah, lo amo.
Don't you love faith?
¿No usted ama la fe?
Okay, now,
ahora,
we must take God's sight that has been given to us in this day, just like they took God's sight. Where does your God's sight come from?
¿Cuál es de dónde viene
through
la
an,
visión de
by
Dios?
Infallible proof of God a vindicating his own word.
De una promesa inmovible de Dios viniendo a ti.
And stand in the truth of God's
y
sight.
En la verdad.
Like Joshua and Caleb did in their
así
time.
Como Josué y Caleb lo hicieron en su tiempo.
Now,
ahora,
we,
nosotros,
like them, must take
ellos,
our stand in the light of this day
en la luz de este día,
and in the full revelation of Jesus Christ,
de Jesucristo,
that is the second part of redemption.
Que es la segunda parte de del libro de redención,
full revelation.
Total revelación.
Full revelation
total
of God's delight in us.
Que Dios se deleite en nosotros.
As we read in Hebrews 6, we are to leave
6.
The first principles of the doctrine of Christ. Let us go on to be finished work
principios
of redemption.
De la doctrina de Cristo, los rudimentos de la doctrina de Cristo.
Which is God answering the prayer of his
lo cual
son.
Es Dios contestando la oración de su hijo.
John 17.
Juan 17.
That we are one, even as He and the Father are
one.
Hallelujah. Oh, you guys, aren't we blessed to live in this day? It's the time to become, it's time we become the fulfillment of John 14:20.
Es tiempo que lleguemos a ser cumplimiento de Juan 14:20.
That we know.
¿Qué sabemos?
Each one of us.
Cada uno de nosotros.
I'm in the Father, the Father's in me, and
yo
I am in you.
El Padre está en mí y él en nosotros.
This is the into part of redemption.
Esa es la parte
entering into the revelation of Him that has been given to us.
Entrando hacia la revelación de él ya.
For this very purpose.
Para este mismo propósito.
When we see Him in the fullness of the revelation of Himself,
la totalidad de la revelación
because of the
mismo,
opening of the seals,
nos miramos nosotros parte
we
de él,
see ourselves
la,
as part of Him. Is that true?
Nos miramos nosotros
is that the Word of God?
De él. ¿Esa es la palabra de Dios?
Huh?
¿Eh?
Okay.
Está bien.
As it has been spoken by the Holy Spirit of God in the message. Who is this
Melchizedek?
We see the secret of our lives.
Miramos el secreto de nuestras vidas.
When we see the reality of God being amorpha,
de Dios siendo amorfe,
we see the fulfillment of the scripture.
Miramos
here you go, Emma.
De la escritura.
This is for you, honey.
Esto es para ti, cariño.
And we know all things work together for good to them that love God.
Y todas las cosas trabajan juntamente para, por el beneficio de ellos, los cuales
to them who are called according to His purpose. Now, what about those that aren't called according to His purpose? It's sort of defined here, isn't it? What is His purpose? It tells us, for whom He did foreknow, He did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. That's His purpose. If He has called you to that purpose, no matter what we endure, He's going to make everything work out for your good. Okay, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, He called, He justified, and justified, glorified. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Here we are in this day. Joshua and Caleb, bride of Jesus Christ. We see that the called according to His purpose that we are. True?
¿Verdad?
Who would even think that's not true of you, here, in this room.
Sería,
right?
Usted,
you are correcto. The called according to His purpose.
De acuerdo a su propósito.
Is Him forming us into the image of His Son.
Él formado a la imagen del Hijo.
We see Jesus.
Miramos a Jesús.
Now we can see Him as our brother also.
Ahora lo miramos como nuestro hermano, también.
He is the firstborn among many brethren.
Él es el primogénito entre muchos hermanos.
Because of the message of the hour, because the seals are opened,
por causa de que los sellos están abiertos,
we see the difference between Him and us
nosotros,
as sons of God
como hijos de Dios,
being the fact that we bypassed our theophany. That's a revelation, is it not?
Esa es una revelación, ¿es así?
Marianne, does that make sense?
¿Tiene esto sentido, Marianne?
Isn't that what the prophet taught us?
¿Lo que el profeta nos enseñó?
Okay. What else do we see?
¿Qué más miramos?
Difference, we bypassed our theophany.
Nos
that's it.
Nuestra teofanía, eso es todo.
While He came from the attribute of God into a theophany form and then into flesh form, we see that we came into the attribute. Here, Karen, this is for you, darling. Came to the attribute, straight to the flesh to be tested by sin and fall into it. That's unbelief. He doesn't love me. I see my mistakes. I'm not good enough. William Cooper.
William Cooper,
I love him.
Yo los amo.
He loves everybody. I'm just not sure about me.
Tan solo seguro acerca de mí.
Right?
Correcto.
But the Lord said, hey, you had to sin. Right?
Correcto.
You had to sin. How will you know me a Savior without being a sinner? Right?
¿Cómo me sabe un Salvador?
How will you know how great my redemption is unless you need redeeming?
Como Redentor, si no, al menos que Él me redima. ¿Cómo lo voy a conocer?
We had to fall into it.
tenemos que caer
so that we might know our God as Redeemer and Savior and Father and Healer, right?
Padre y Sanador.
So, entonces, does he love you because you sinned?
Porque usted peca.
Of course he does. He ordained that you sin so he could know
him.
Marianne, making sense?
¿Tiene esto sentido,
okay. We see Jesus as the first wave sheaf offering before God to be the first of the
miramos
planted
Jesús como
crop
la primera gavilla mesiada delante de Dios
to
para
come
ser
to maturity, correct?
Para llegar a madurez,
we see Brother Branham as the promised wave sheaf offering
miramos
of this last
Branham
day.
Como la gavilla mesida, ofrenda del último día.
Message rising of the sun.
Mensaje, ya salido
this is
sol.
God,
este es Dios,
the sower of the seed.
El sembrador de la
saying
semilla.
He believes the whole crop he planted in this day will come to full maturity. Is that you?
Mirando que él cree que todo lo que plantó en ese día llegará a madurez.
Does God have that faith in you, Nana?
¿Tiene Dios esa fe en usted?
You're going to come to maturity?
¿Que vas a llegar a madurez?
Isn't that what he said?
¿No es lo que él dice?
Does he delight in you, honey?
¿Se degasta en ti,
there you go.
Cariño? Ahí está.
Okay, the new word open to us. Okay,
la nueva palabra se
let's take God's side of his own truth and reality.
Realidad.
And take us to our possession out into the new land.
En nuestra nueva tierra,
the new word opened to us.
La nueva palabra abierta para nosotros,
opening the seven sealed book of redemption. We couldn't see any of those things that we talked about without the seals being opened. Do you know that?
En el libro de redención, ¿sabe usted?
So the revelation of Jesus Christ is a revelation
de
of you and him.
La revelación
and him
usted
and you.
Y él.
Right, John?
Correcto, Don?
Okay. Here's our text. Stand
aquí está
up.
Nuestra prueba,
oh, it's a long one.
Es un largo.
1 John 4:19.
Primera de Juan 14:1.
Let's read 19. It out loud together. We love him because he first loved us.
Sabes que somos Dios, el mundo está bajo.
Oh, you got to stretch your legs and wake up a bit. That was good for you. Okay,
vamos,
you can sit down.
Okay, primero nos vamos. Siéntese.
Yeah. Do you need some help, sis?
No.
You love Sister Patricia?
Te ama, hermana.
We love
Patricia.
You, sis.
El te ama, hermana.
We had been taught through the prophet of God that it is a natural part of man
de Dios, que es una parte natural del hombre,
to worship something bigger than ourselves.
Más grande que él mismo.
And with that
y con eso,
comes a desire to please
un deseo para
that to which he feels a pull to worship.
Aquel cual siente un jalón para adorar.
The act of pleasing a God,
el acto de complacer a Dios,
is what makes him feel accepted
es
of
lo
it.
Que lo hace a sentir a él aceptado de ello.
Okay, think about these things.
Piense usted acerca de estas cosas.
This comes from his own assessment of being righteous or right with his God.
Parte de ser él.
Think of men bowing before idols and all kinds
okay.
of
things.
We know from history that these false gods make demands of devotion to them. And many times these demand sacrifice of some form. Israel was warned not to offer their children to
Moloch.
But many did because they actually thought they would benefit from it. Why would you offer your kid to a burning idol unless you thought, if I do this, something's going to be better for me in this life? Right? Pretty sad. Yeah. Isn't it interesting that man will conjure, you understand, come up with, conjure up to bring about good for himself?
Para traer algo bueno para él mismo.
Man kills others.
El hombre mata otros.
How often? You look at the history, okay? Why would they go kill somebody because they don't believe in the God I believe in?
Ellos no creen en el Dios en cual yo creo.
Look at the Muslims today,
mira
right?
Los Muslims el día de hoy.
I honor God by killing you because you don't believe in
ay,
my
yo
God.
Honor a Dios a través de matarte
and
porque
my
tú
life
no
is
going to
be better so I can kill you, right? Brother Branham,
el hermano Branham
in India, they in hurt India. Themselves.
Se lastimaron ellos mismos.
They make up ceremonial practices to bring about a condition
hacen una ceremonia prácticas semanales para traer algo, una condición.
Where he will benefit his existence here on earth.
Donde él se beneficiaría su existencia aquí en la tierra.
Why is that?
Porque es
Here's
eso.
My point, you guys. I'm
Aquí
trying to get.
Punto que estoy tratando de
It
traer.
Is because a religious es man is not quite sure of God's love.
Del hombre religioso no está seguro del amor de Dios por él.
He has to prove his love for his God
Tiene
by a sacrificial act. There you go for
a
laws.
Por su
right?
Acto de sacrificial a él.
That's the religious man. Isn't that
es
sad?
Un hombre religioso. ¿No es eso triste?
Yeah, so I always
sí.
got to do,
todo el
do,
tiempo,
okay?
Hacer, hacer, hacer.
Am I accepted? Am I accepted?
Soy aceptado, soy aceptado.
In the paradox message we've been looking into, the prophet tells us that it is the nature of man to have something they must do themselves.
Es en la naturaleza del hombre hacer algo para
to be accepted
deben hacerse ellos mismos para
and
ser
blessed by God.
Y bendecido por Dios.
This is where we got to get past you guys.
Eso es lo que tenemos que pasar.
We have to be cleansed of all of this
tenemos que ser limpiados
in our hearts,
todo
our minds.
En nuestros corazones y mentes.
Look at Israel when they thought they were abandoned by God.
Cuando ellos pensaron que ellos fueron abandonados por Dios
and his prophet.
Y su profeta,
what did they do?
¿Qué ellos hicieron?
They built a golden calf.
Edificaron.
Right?
And
danced.
Una vaca
and
de
did
oro.
All sorts of abominable things around
bailaron,
it.
Todo tipo de cosas
Stephen, why did they do that?
Cosas
God for goddess. Moses is gone. I'm
Dios
going to build an idol.
Dios,
what did they
Dios,
think that
Dios,
was going to do for them?
Vamos a edificar un ídolo.
What is it in religious men
es
that worships, that does all these things?
Que
I'm
going,
why did they, once they built it, why did they dance around it? Why did they?
Ellos iban a danzar alrededor de ellos después
bless
de
me. Help
Bendíceme,
me, right?
Ayúdame, ¿correcto?
Huh?
Dime qué hacer.
Not more than that.
No,
not just show me what to do, but help me
hacer,
in it.
Pero
deliver me from this condition.
Libérame
help me.
Condición. Ayúdame.
What was the difference with Joshua and Caleb? God delights me. He's going to do it. Do you see the difference there? God delights in me. I know. He's going to fulfill his word in me.
Va a cumplir su palabra en mí.
What did it do for him? It condemned him.
¿Qué hizo? Eso los condenó.
What's my point?
¿Cuál es mi punto?
Man cannot enter into what God truly has for him through his natural sense of needing to be religious. There we go.
No, va a entrar hacia lo que Dios verdaderamente tiene por él, a través su sentido natural de necesidad para ser religioso.
Did God ever accept that kind of thing?
Dios aceptó ese tipo de cosa?
It has never been accepted.
Nunca ha sido aceptado.
It never will be.
Y nunca será aceptado.
We cannot truly love him by simply being religious.
No tan solo, no podemos verdaderamente amarlo a él a través de simple siendo religioso.
Because being religious,
porque siendo religioso,
okay, cannot be separated from one attempting to become righteous.
No puede ser separado de un atento de llegar a ser justo.
And that,
y eso,
desiring to be righteous from assessing what is right in one's own eyes.
Lo que es correcto y es incorrecto en sus propios ojos.
What is the religious man always striving to do?
¿Qué es lo que el hombre religioso todo el tiempo quiere hacer?
Figuring out a way whereby he will know that God loves him and be accepted. True? Why did they make all those idols?
Una manera en cual él sabrá que Dios lo ama y
go down. Why did they do rain dances? Why? Come on, go down through history. Just look at that.
De lluvia. ¿Por qué?
Is that true?
¿Es eso verdad?
Okay. Isn't it interesting that God has to break man's will and pride?
Romper la voluntad del Señor y el
That's why we read this morning, that quote.
Por eso leí esta cita esta mañana.
Man's will has to be broken. And pride and self-confidence to get him to a place where he will receive what God wants to give him.
Is
this not the story of Moses and Paul and numerous men and women of God? Brings me a part of a poem. I always carry me this in my Bible. Some of you might not like it, but I love it. Because all I see is Jesus,
William Branham,
the prophets, Paul,
Pablo,
Moses.
Moisés.
What about me?
¿Qué de mí?
I've experienced some of this. You have too. If you have it, you probably will. This is, nobody knows who wrote this. It's one of those things. Anonymous. It's entitled When God Wants a Man. When God wants to drill a man and thrill a man and skill a man,
cuando Dios quiere tocar a un hombre y maravillar a un hombre y darle habilidades a un hombre,
when God wants to mold a man to play the noblest part,
cuando Dios quiere moldear a un hombre para que juegue la parte más noble,
when he yearns with all his heart to create so great and bold a man that all the world
cuando él desea con todo el corazón crear un hombre tan grande y osado, un hombre que todo el mundo sea sorprendido.
Watch his methods, watch his ways.
Mira sus métodos, mira sus caminos.
Yes.
Oh, sí.
How he ruthlessly perfects whom he royally should be elects.
A quien él realmente elige.
How he hammers and hurts him.
Como martillea y lastima.
And with mighty blows converts
y con golpes poderosos,
into frail shapes of clay that only God understands.
Partes frágiles de lodo que solo Dios entiende.
While his tortured heart is crying and his lips lifts beseeching hands.
Y sus labios buscando sus manos.
Can't you see the prophet right there?
¿No puede usted mirar al profeta ahí?
How he bends but never breaks.
Como él se inclina, pero nunca se rompe.
When his good he undertakes.
Cuando sus buenas maneras él toma.
How he uses whom he chooses.
Como él usa a quien él escoge.
And with every purpose fuses him.
Y con cada propósito lo arroja.
By every act induces him to try his splendor out.
A través de acto me induce a él a tratar su esplendor out.
God knows what he's about.
Dios sabe de lo que él trata.
True.
¿Verdad?
I love that.
Yo amo eso.
Moses and Paul had to be broken before God and stripped of their own strength
Moisés
and will.
Y Pablo tuvieron que ser rotos delante de Dios y destapados de su propia fuerza y voluntad.
They had to come to a place.
Tenían que venir a un lugar
where they knew
donde ellos sabían
they had a need
que ellos tenían una
necesidad that only God could fill.
Que solo Dios podía llenar.
Here we go.
Ahí está.
Here we are at the opening of the field. That's exactly where we're at.
Ahí es donde nos encontramos exactamente.
We can't do it on our own.
No podemos hacerlo nosotros mismos.
Do you know what he's telling us?
¿Sabes lo que él nos está diciendo?
Did I ever ask you to?
Te he pedido que lo hagas. Pregunta.
They had to know that their need before they could receive the purpose
antes de que ellos pudieran recibir el propósito de
of
Dios,
God for them
de
to
Dios
fulfill.
Para ellos para cumplir.
That came from the love of God,
esto vino del amor de Dios,
which they thought they knew but didn't.
Lo cual ellos pensaron que ellos
true
conocían,
of Moses
pero
and
no,
Paul,
verdad?
You guys? Huh? True?
¿Están siguiendo, verdad?
And so it is with us.
Y también con nosotros.
As we face an open door into becoming
así como nos enfrentamos una puerta abierta hacia
what we've only
a ser.
Been believing.
Solamente
we have to come to the true knowledge that this is naturally impossible with us.
Tenemos que llegar al verdadero conocimiento de que esto es naturalmente imposible para nosotros.
Right.
Correcto.
But something more than that has to happen.
Pero algo más que eso tiene que pasar en nosotros.
We have to quit thinking we can good ourselves into the promised land.
Parar de pensar.
Or good ourselves into the rapture. Huh?
¿Cómo podemos hacer mejor en nosotros mismos o irnos en el rapto?
Our words declare that we cannot go in this way.
Nuestras palabras declaran que no podemos ir en
Here's
esta manera.
Here's the thing.
Aquí
but our lives
cosa.
Are showing that we're really not quite convinced of that yet.
Pero nuestras vidas están mostrando que no estamos muy convencidos de ese hecho.
And we have to be.
Y tenemos que ser.
Man cannot love God in truth until he has received God's love in him in truth.
El hombre no puede amar a Dios en verdad hasta que él reciba el amor de Dios por él en verdad.
We cannot love him by being religious.
No podemos amarlo a través de ser religiosos.
Or our own attempts to be righteous in his presence.
O nuestros propios atentos al ser justos en su presencia.
Only when he recognizes within himself a desperate
solo
need.
Cuando reconoce dentro del mismo
there
una necesidad desesperada.
Deep
ahí está.
Inside each one of us.
Profundamente dentro de cada uno de nosotros.
That I can't fill it.
que yo no lo puedo llenar.
Yeah. Only when he has exhausted. Listen, this is us.
Él ha exhaustuado.
Only when
nosotros.
He has exhausted every attempt to fill that need with himself.
Para llenar esa necesidad con él mismo.
Or his family,
o su familia,
or his friends,
o sus amigos,
or his acquaintances,
o sus conocidos,
or his work,
o su trabajo,
or his earthly goals,
o sus metas
will he even terrenales. Come close?
Ni siquiera llegarían cerca.
Only when all of his searchings and strivings and pursuings are exhausted and he still comes up empty. Will he lift beseeching hands to that which he does not yet know? And he who wants to make himself known in truth and light and reality will come to him and reveal himself in something totally new and unexpected. Is that Paul? Is that Moses? Is that me? Is that you? He comes to hearts that are emptied out and ready to be filled with that which is truth and reality.
Okay.
Then we will see him who desperately desires and needs to be made known to us.
Entonces miraremos a él quien desesperadamente desea y necesita para necesidades para ser hecho dadas a conocer a nosotros.
Come on, you guys.
Piense.
Didn't Jesus weep over Jerusalem?
No.
Huh?
Jesús lloró sobre Jerusalén.
How often I would, but you wouldn't.
Como yo
how
quería,
often
pero
you hear the prophet weeping in such urgency, trying to get the people to believe.
Tratando de hacer que la gente escuchara.
Only when we see ourselves empty and lifeless and broken and spent can we find that pearl of great price. The God of truth who will take us in places the world say are impossible. There we go. It's here that God comes to his child and says, take my hand. Only I
solo yo
can do for you
puedo hacer por ti
what is impossible for you to do
lo que es imposible para ti hacer
in your own strength and will and desire.
Y deseo.
Is this not where Joshua
no
was
es donde José
when he made that confession
cuando él hizo
that
esa
day
gran
at Cadesh Barnea?
Barnea,
and he said,
y
oh,
dijo,
you got to turn there because go to Numbers
14
because there's I'm going to add a verse. Yeah.
Números 14.
Okay. Number, okay. 8-9.
8-9.
Here we are again. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us to the land.
Él nos llevará a esta tierra.
Does the Lord delight in you?
El Señor
you have to know
usted.
That.
Sagrada.
He delights in you. He's going to bring
Sagrada
you into
usted.
The full,
él va a traer todo esto para
the
usted.
Open book, the promise, redemption.
La promesa,
you have
redención.
To know that.
Usted tiene que conocer esto.
Okay. All right.
Está bien.
Oh, I love this.
Yo amo esto.
Look at what he says. If the Lord delight us, then he will bring us into the land. What are the next four words, you guys? Isn't that wonderful? Did you ever read that like that? He's going to give the land us. Isn't that funny? And give it us. I'm taking me into the land, he's going to give it us. Do you know what he's saying about himself? I'm the blessing of God. He delights in me. He's fulfilling his word. And because I'm there, the land will be blessed. Right, Greg? Isn't that wonderful? And give it us. Wow. God's going to give that land, promised land, us.
Dios nos va a dar
and the land will be blessed because of us.
la tierra será bendecida.
A land
por
which flows with milk and honey.
Donde fluye leche y miel.
Only rebel ye not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land.
Verse 9.
What did he just say there?
¿Qué acaba de decir ahí?
Do you know what he just said?
¿Sabe lo que acaba de decir?
The Lord delights in us.
El Señor se deleita en nosotros.
I know that the Lord delights in us. That's what he said. Because he says, if the Lord delights in us, this will happen.
Si el Señor se deleita en nosotros, esto pasará.
Right?
Correcto.
So now when he's going on, said, we're going to go.
Ahora que diciendo,
don't fear. The Lord
no
delights
temas.
In us.
El Señor se deleita en nosotros.
Okay. Neither fear you the people of the land.
Ni temas al pueblo de esta tierra.
Listen, you guys, don't you feel those fear those demons out there?
No temas esos demonios.
Don't you
afuera.
Fear those spirits that are trying to trap your mind down
están
in this carnal realm?
Tratando de atrapar su mente en esta realidad,
huh?
¿Sí?
They're not going to win.
No van a ganar.
They'll
no
try
le
to
temas.
Lock you into this dimension like they do some people, but you can't
tratan
be locked
de,
in.
Encerrarlo usted en esta dimensión.
For they are bred
no
for us. Their defense is parted from them. Don't you love that?
No, usted ama esto.
And what?
¿Y qué?
The Lord is with us. Why? Because he delights in us.
El Señor está con nosotros. ¿Por qué? Porque
fear them not.
Nosotros. No les teman.
Now go to verse 10.
Ahora vaya
read it out loud with me.
Léalo conmigo.
But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. But what happened?
Entonces, ahora,
they couldn't stone them. What
pasó?
Happened?
No podían apedrearlos. ¿Qué pasó?
And the glory of the Lord
pero
appeared in the
Jehová
tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel.
A todos los hijos de Israel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sí.
God stood up for them.
Yo se paro por ellos.
How many times you hear Brother Branham preach convinced then concerned?
Uh-huh.
When you're convinced of the word, God stands up and he's concerned for you, right?
Si él está concernido
there you go. There's
usted
a perfect example of it, right, Brother Greg?
Un perfecto ejemplo. Correcto,
he sees hermano. Your faith. He
mira
sees
su
your
fe.
Stand.
Mira su, donde
oh,
se
we're going to kill you for it. No,
oh, te vamos a
they
matar.
Can't.
No, no puede.
They have to come between me
tienen que
and
venir
you.
Entre mí, a
love it?
De mí. Lo amo.
Okay, I love that. Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Jesús.
Okay.
Está bien.
In his need, he saw that the Lord delighted in him.
And su necesidad miró que el Señor se gozaba en él, se agradaba en él.
Okay, listen, escuché, all of us.
Todos nosotros.
You need to know God delights
saber que
in
Dios
you.
Se agrada en usted.
We must know the assurance of his love if we are to trust him to take us to all past all the giants.
There you go.
That are yelling at us. There's one sentence, I don't know if you can read it. Can you read it out loud with me? The quiet, true, whispering voice of God is more real to the child of God than all the screaming and yelling of the giants that vow to kill you.
El quieto y verdadero murmullo de la voz de Dios nos da más es más real que al hijo que todo ese gritar de esos gigantes que prometían matarlo.
Two quotes.
Dos citas.
See this, you know,
¿sabe?
Years ago, I preached on
años
the intercessory nature of God.
La naturaleza intercesora de Dios.
And I was thinking, I thought, go through all of God's attributes.
Vaya a través de todos los atributos
go
de
through
Dios.
The seven compound
de
names
los siete
of Jehovah.
Nombres, de Jehová.
And you know what? They are no, all screaming at us.
Sabe que todos ellos están
I am for you what you cannot be.
Yo soy por ti lo que tú no puedes ser.
I am to give you what you cannot have yourself.
Para darte lo que tú
every
no
single
tener
one of
posibles.
Them.
Cada uno de ellos.
Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah I will provide.
Jireh, soy tu proveedor.
Right? Go through every single one of them. You need healing?
Necesitas sanidad?
Huh? Oh, I'm your healer.
Soy tu sanador.
Oh, God, I need some peace. Oh, I'm your peace.
Necesito, paz.
Yeah?
Oh.
Right?
Yo soy tu
oh,
paz.
I need righteousness. Oh, I'm your righteousness. Think about
justicia.
It.
Soy tu
everything
justicia.
That he has done is in his nature screaming to you, I am for you what you cannot be yourself.
Yo soy por ti lo que no puedes ser
okay?
Mismo. Está bien.
He delights in us.
Se deleita, se agrada en nosotros.
That's the story.
Esa es la historia.
God coming and making a way.
Dios viniendo, haciendo un camino.
Something that we could not
algo
do,
que no podríamos
he
hacer.
Did.
Él lo hizo.
Look at, read yeah. it out loud. That's the whole story
esa
that
es toda
lays
la historia
right in there.
Que está ahí.
Okay, going to the next one. You can
mañana
read
siguiente.
This later. Okay. If we would judge him today to be a member of the church, Paul, you'd take Esau 1,000 to 1 over Jacob. What would you do with St. Paul if he wanted to be a minister? A little hook-nosed Jew.
Un pequeño hombre judío.
Mouth setting sideways.
Su boca de lado.
Because other places Brother Branham calls hot-tempered and sarcastic. Can you imagine?
Caliente, temperamental, y sarcástico.
Going along fussing. And how he's going to tear out the church.
Y cómo él va a romper la iglesia.
Yeah, he's going to do everything.
Él va a hacer todo.
You'd thought he committed the pardonable sin, but God said he's my servant.
Usted pensó que él hizo el pecado imperdonable, pero Dios dijo, él es mi siervo.
Paragraph 326.
Parágrafo 326.
Can you see it good enough to read it with me?
Lo puede ver, lo suficiente para que lo lea usted conmigo.
God takes men and makes them different.
Dios toma al hombre y lo
not
hace
men
diferente.
Taking God and becoming different. Is that
no,
good?
El hombre tomando a Dios y llegando a ser diferente.
Okay, continue. God continue. Takes man and makes him different.
Dios toma al hombre y lo
it's
hace
not
diferente.
What you do,
no es lo que tú haces.
What you will,
lo que tú harás.
What you
lo
think.
Que tú piensas.
It's what God
does.
There you are.
Ahí está.
That's the story.
Y esa es la historia.
Don't you love it?
¿No lo ama usted?
Okay. And we pray, Heavenly Father,
y oramos, Padre Celestial,
that this will be a great hour of
que será una gran hora por todo
this is from
esto.
Paradox.
Este es el mensaje paradoja.
That we might sense the presence of the Holy
que
Spirit.
Tal vez tengamos, sientamos la presencia
the writer
Santo.
Of the word.
El escritor de su palabra.
Back in the building of the tabernacle of flesh.
De regreso en el edificio del tabernáculo
God in
de
man.
Carnes.
Manifesting
nombre,
themselves.
Manifestándose el mismo.
What's the next words?
¿Cuál es la siguiente cita?
In the pardoning of our sins.
En el perdonamiento de nuestros pecados.
When you see eternal life in a non-eternal vessel you
usted
receive.
Mide,
right?
En un vaso no eterno, correcto.
The forgiving of our iniquity.
El perdón, el perdonar de nuestra iniquidad
with the assurance
con la seguranza así es
that he will not impute sin to the believer with
no
the assurance
imputará pecado
of that.
Al creyente con la seguranza de eso.
Read it out loud, the
le
bottom line, we are now becoming because
estamos
he delights in us.
Porque
don't
él
you love him?
De nosotros. No lo
thank
amo
you,
usted.
Jesus.
Gracias, Jesús.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias.
Musicians.
Músicos.
Hallelujah. We can go in because he delights in us.
Podemos entrar porque él se agrada en nosotros.
He loves each one of you.
Él ama a cada uno de ustedes.
He has given you his word.
Le ha dado a usted su palabra.
He has given you, he has taken you out of religiosity.
Lo ha sacado fuera de religiosidad.
And given you've heard his voice.
Y le ha dado su voz.
You've heard him say,
usted lo escuchó decir,
I delight in you.
Me agrado en
I'm
ti.
Taking you over.
Te estoy llevando.
I'm taking you through.
Te estoy pasando
right?
A través de, ¿correcto?
Glory be. Oh, you know,
¿sabes?
We sang that song.
Cantamos este canto.
Words with Wings. Can we sing that again?
¿Podemos cantar eso? Palabras con alas.
And you're going to have to lead us, Nate, because... Unless Janelle, do you want to come up and lead us? But we're all going to stand and join. Okay. These words with wings, they will take you into flight. Far above the world around you, they... Hallelujah! Be courageous, God is with you in the fight. He will lead you through the dark. que está ahí. Giants look too big to be defeated. Those mountains seem too high to climb. The valley too low, you can't see the sunshine. Is the battle raging? Will you choose faith? These precious little notes from somebody, and I don't know. But thank you, dear little ones. These are precious to me. Jesus endures, saving us to salvation. Yes, he sure does. God bless you. Amen. PJ, come up and pray. Would you close it? Thank you, Lord. Don't you love him? Does he delight in us? Don't be ashamed to say that. Don't be afraid to say that.
No,
just say, my God
eso.
Delights
no
in me.
Eso.
He will see me through. Right, Maria?
Me mirará que pase.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, what an amazing thought to think that the creator of the universe, all-powerful, omnipotent God,
thank you, Jesus,
delights in us, Lord. The great condescending God has come, and Lord, that's the story, that's the plan, that he might minister and manifest himself through flesh, and even through age, through these different dispensations, we see it come, Lord, and you called us to come up higher with you. It's not us coming into you, it's you coming into us, bringing us up, Lord, and changing that sight to what we see. It doesn't matter what is around us, as in Joshua and Caleb. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are, Lord. You make our sight real through in the eternal realm, Lord. Changing our sight to see what you see in that eternal perspective. Pray, Lord, you just help us meditate on these things, Lord. Make them real into us. May we speak those words back to you. May that be our confession, Lord. Just be with each one as we go our ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Do you love him? Yes, Jess. Ah, oh, I love it. I was thinking about that while we were. He will deliver me because he loves me. Let's sing that. Do you want to sit down? You can sit down. You can stand up. You can, whatever you like. Oh, this is so true. I love this. He is the champion of my heart. Isn't that true? He watches over me so tenderly, constantly. I rest here. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the champion of my soul. He conquers every doubt and fear for me instantly, and every enemy I face will be. Yes! Say boo to those giants. Watch them flee. Here it is. He will deliver me because he loves me. Though I should walk through darkest night, he felt led to ask, would anybody like prayer today? He is for you. He loves you. And if he loves you, and I love him, then I love you, and you love each other. And I want every one of you to know we're all here for you. We're here to help. We're help to lift you up. We're help to edify you. Anybody would like prayer? Just for anything. Let's all pray for each other. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Jess, would you come up and just pray for everybody, just, yeah.
Lord, we just love you this morning and just love the way that song starts out, Lord, how you watch over us so tenderly, constantly. We rest easy in your care. And this morning, Lord, we just want to cast our cares, our burdens, our needs all upon you, Lord. I pray that the reality of your love, Lord, of all that you are for us, would just prevail over anything else in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives, Lord. Let that just rule this morning. Truly, we just want to lift up each and every one this morning. You see every heart, you see every need. Lord, we just confess that you're more than enough for us. Just ask, Lord, truly in this moment that you administer the reality of that love to each and every one.
Amen.
Just that we would have that understanding of a child being held in his father's arms. Because that's exactly where we are. We love you, Lord, and just lift up each one. Be glorified in every heart, every home, as we commit ourselves into your hands, thanking you for your grace, thanking you for your love, your power, and all that you're doing for us, Lord. We just bless you in Jesus Christ's name. I ask this, amen.
Amen. I know it's getting late and so long, but don't you leave without giving everybody a hug, because everybody needs one. Blessed be the tie, would you say? And everybody, please hug each other. Say, I'm here for you, brother, sister. Okay. Blessed be the tie.